You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to learn about a place of refuge today. I'm excited to share this story, and I'm looking forward to digging into it. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin by visiting cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Deaconess Grace Rao. She serves as Executive Director of A Place of Refuge. Deaconess Grace, thanks so much for joining us on The Coffee Hour today.
Thank you so much for having me, Andy and Sarah. It's a delight and a joy to serve the Lord and speak to you about Place of Refuge.
I am interested in learning the story of A Place of Refuge. How did this organization begin? What's the history of A Place of Refuge?
That's a wonderful, excellent question. The Lord has established this house in 1993. Under the leadership of the former past president, Dr. Suflo, Edwin Suflo. At the time, I believe they were having, abortion was legalized here, so they were having some violence, pro-life violence. So past Dr. Suflo called for a committee, and they did the communication and started the program to voice for the church the sanctity of life as based on scriptures and the Lutheran confessions. So they formed a committee, and the committee started off with phone calls. And matter of fact, I know two of the members on the board. That was Pastor Papi, David Papi, and Dr. Mrs. Deb Grimm. She was here as OBGYN serving at that time. I think her name was Deb Schaefer, I believe. So they were all made a committee, and they had a voice how to serve the Lord for pro-life ministry. And that's how it started. And so we are 32 years now serving the Lord, his mission. And it is a part of South Wisconsin District Mercy and Mission. Then the house was bought here, the Refuge House, late 1999 or 97. It was a group home of Bethesda, and they bought the house for us. So the history goes back, way back in 1993, and God has certainly blessed us, the love of Jesus Christ over here. And it is so beautiful because we share the gospel of Jesus with the mothers. As of 2022, 1,500 women graduated from this house.
Wow. That's really incredible. And I love hearing these stories of these ministries that serve women and children. Tell us more about how A Place of Refuge is serving women and children.
All right. Our program, as I made some notes over here, and as we were talking, A Place of Refuge has three components. That is a refuge house, an advocacy program, and a blessed again. And we have a hotline. So the moms come from a different backgrounds: abusive, abandonment, family abandonment, violence, you name it. And we have that. So the mothers reach out to 211 or the social workers or the doctor's office, because we have connections with all of them. We have networking with everyone. So the other one is a hotline. So when they come, they have to fill in an application on aplaceofrefuge.org, a 3-page application. That is the first process. First is a phone interview for them, intake interview. Then we follow that, and then we see the application, and they have to provide us with medical records and everything for the safety and security of the mother to be safe here. Our refuge house is a house. It is not a shelter. It is a home. We have three single rooms and two family rooms. So if the mother comes with the older kid, she will be there in the family rooms. And if the mother is the first pregnancy, she will come and stay in the single room. And all of them have attached bathrooms. It is not a shelter. We serve them with God's love, that is Christ, and we also serve them with emotional, physical, and spiritual care. They have to, once they are qualified, not everybody is qualified, because we had some mental health issues, mothers living here, and we do not have an expertise. The staff here are case managers, and we do not have a social worker. So we are everything for them, serving them. So as I said, we have three components, that is the refugia. Let me start with the advocacy program. So advocacy program reaches out with layers to the mothers who are ineligible to come to the housing, or they have a low-income housing group, but then they need the needs of anything they want, like diapers, wipes, sheets, car seat, all those items, okay? So we provide them in a layers. And in that layer, we also have toiletries as well and a Bible as well. So that is saying that we are LCMS Lutherans serving the Lord Jesus. And our mission is to proclaim the gospel no matter what ethnicity they are, no matter what denomination they attend. 95% of them, I believe, they are non-churchgoers. That is number one. Once they come here, we also let them know that they have to worship in an LCMS church every Sunday, and one of the house managers' duties to take them to one of the LCMS churches. So we have a board. There are 9 members on the board, and we have a president as well. So we function under the umbrella of the board of APOR, and we also are a part of LCMS, South Wisconsin District Mercy and Mission as well. So then we have a Blessed Again that was established in 2004 to offset the expenses for Refuge House. So that means the donations are received not only from LCMS congregations, but other members as well. The mission of the resale shop is to share the love of Jesus Christ with the mothers or whoever is coming as a customer, support Refuge House as well as the community there, the neighborhood community. So after all the expenses are done over there, the income is provided for us. The beauty of the mission is South Wisconsin District, more than all the congregations, support life ministry. That is the beauty of our LCMS. And being an RSO, I forgot to say that, we are an RSO under the umbrella of the Recognized Service Organization. And the RSO status is for 6 years. So every 6 years, we have to renew the accreditation. So that is another important aspect of, and it's also a beauty of the mission, having networking with not only the Synod, but also other entities like LCEF, Concordia Publication, and Lutheran Foundations as well. The best part of this ministry is also the greatest support we receive from the local South Wisconsin District Lutheran LWML and the National LWML. So that ministry also has given us plenty. So I believe in 2020 or 19, we received about $20,000 for purchasing a van for the mothers for the transportation to the doctor's place or any need is necessary, but we do not provide transportation if they're going to a school. We try to take them to the bus. We take them to the bus stop and they have to take the public transportation because there are 4 moms, sometimes there are 3 moms, some there are 2 moms. So it's difficult to schedule for everybody. All right. So saying that, the LWML, we had that. And we also received, after I was being called here to serve as an executive director, we received a $25,000 LWML grant. So that helped us to renovate interior, painting, carpeting, everything. Because it was closed for 2.5 years during the COVID time. So we had to do the whole housing and learn, you know, the Lutheran early response team was the first one. And Dr. Nathan Meador was at that time the executive assistant for Mercy and Mission, who is now the president, is continually helping the ministry for us. He was the first one to tell us to reach out to the LERT, and he's the one who sent the LERT team to us to help us. And he does for every single congregation if they need any help. So that is another feather for us. And we care for the community and the Refuge House. The pregnancy, coming to the pregnancy side, Sarah, the mother can come anytime during their pregnancy, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, And after the birth of the child, they can stay from 6 months to a year. And we provide everything. But the mothers are, they have the food stamps. They are responsible for morning breakfast and lunch. And we have the evening meal. So if there are mothers who do not have any experience for cooking, the night manager will help them in cooking. And each mother is responsible to cook for all the mothers. Each one takes a turn in the evening. And she's also responsible to clean. Currently, we have two mothers. And one mother is blessed with twins and she has two older kids. The other mother has a baby with two older boys. So right now, the mothers, two mothers and five kids in the house. And both of them are pretty independent and they love to cook and healthy food. So we do not tell them how to cook and all that. So that goes off very well. Yes, the donors are individual donors. A widow with a mite of $5 to a good donation of $5,000. Congregation supporters. And we did receive a grant this year from LWML National for $75,000 to purchase a new van because the van, what we bought for $20,000 was on resale. You know, we got a second thing. So we are going to have a new van. And we have advocacy program and we have the educational needs for them. So when it comes to the educational part, we have a life coach as well, an LCMS licensed life coach from the local congregation. She comes once a month for the life skills. And it's been a blessing for the last few months because the bank manager spoke to me and they wanted to do some community work. So the two bankers come and educate them on financial education over here for the mothers. And we have pastors coming from the local churches or one of the pastors from the board will come and do the pastoral counseling. So last year, we were blessed with the mother. When I was talking to her about catechism, she said, "Can I be baptized with my baby?" So that is one of the beautiful stories. And she said, so my heart melted and I held my tears on that. And the president, Pastor Hugard, Reverend Donald Hugard, he came and catechized her and mother and child were baptized on the same day in October of last year. So I do not have any numbers for the baptism, but that is a base focus for us, showing the love for the mothers to be baptized and their babies too. Now, Pastor Bender is reaching out to one of the mothers as well, and Pastor from Hope Lutheran Church, he's reaching out to the other mother. So we are hoping the Lord will bring them to the front. We don't force them. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord will bring them to the front. So that is one of the beautiful stories. The second, the other story I would like to share is before I was here, Pastor Papi was taking care of it. So I believe there are several stories, and one of the beauty of the stories is a mother becoming a nurse and serving, and a mother becoming, the child grown up is a nurse, and the child is also a doctor, I believe. So we have several stories like that.
Wow. We're learning about A Place of Refuge with Deaconess Grace Rao. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are learning about A Place of Refuge with Deaconess Grace Rao. She serves as executive director. Now, Deaconess Grace, you mentioned that A Place of Refuge is part of the South Wisconsin District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I don't think we've talked about the area that you serve. Tell us about the community where A Place of Refuge serves.
It is in Milwaukee area, the greater Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And the location, now everybody can find it in Google, but previous years it was very confidential and protected because we didn't want the significant others of the mothers to come and abuse the mother again, you know? So we have protection. So we are located here in Greater Milwaukee, but if you want the address, I will definitely share it, but it's in a very good location and very well protected. And it's a beautiful house. I will send you a picture of that as well, okay? So the location is great. And we had the blessing of having complete security alarm system, and the local churches have donated it. So we have an interior alarm system and exterior cameras too. So we can see on our videos and on my app, anything is happening. And I also get emails if somebody's coming in or going out. So it's very protected and well, beautiful house and very well located. You will love it. You're most welcome to come and visit us sometime and let me know.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the women graduate out of the program. Tell us about the development that happens, what the women do, what the mothers do during their time at a place of refuge, the growth that happens to these women as they're there under the care.
We also, yes, coming to your question, that's a very good one. And if the mothers do not have a high school, we encourage them to get a GED. And we also encourage them to find a good position in their life to serve, so they have a good shelter under their head, roof under their head, plus they can stand on their own feet. So one is basically the education policy, and some of them are interested in becoming elementary school teachers or teacher aide. Or as I said in my previous one, that some of them go to nursing. I know one of the young lady has become a registered nurse, and she's sewing, and she's very thankful for her mom and having her and being a part of a place of refuge. So the other mom, also we have some of them in teachers' positions, I believe, and one has also become a medical doctor as too. So the educational one, if they're not really interested in education, they will try to show them a vocational living. And we also have activities like teaching lessons on tailoring and crochet and all that. So they find a vocation for themselves. And after they leave here, we certainly maintain the contact with them. When they leave, we give them the items to establish their home as much as we can. For example, microwave and some of the furniture from Blessed Again. But microwave and those items will be brand new, but you know, the furniture will be in a good condition to establish a home, to make sure they don't have much of expense as they build their future.
So as they leave, they have that support of furnishings and things to help them in their
new
home.
And again, we have an advocacy program. So they can reach out to the advocacy program, and they reach out directly to advocacy program. And advocacy coordinator is Linda Haas. And we have Joanne Fairchild as a layette. So they do coordinate, and Joanne prepares the layettes and she takes them. But if they want any extra clothing, we give them the vouchers to shop at Blessed Again. But in 2023, we got some gift cards from LWL National. So those gifts are still there. So we buy them what they need. We don't give them the gift cards personally because of security reasons. We don't want them to misuse for anything else except for the needs and the wants they have.
Tell us about how volunteers are a part of a place of refuge.
That is one of my best parts. I love them. I love them. We have volunteers from Concordia University of Wisconsin, students coming, congregations coming. Many of them are from congregations and also from Lutheran schools. So the beauty of the last year was it was in public school. A 10-year-old girl calls me and says, can we come and do a Girl Scouts project for pro-life in your house? It was amazing. And I talked to her twice and I said, can you allow me to talk to one of your chaperones or your parent? She said, sure. And three girls came here every once in 2 weeks or once in 3 weeks, and they developed a project. And they said, and they used to cook. The mother used to cook and bring some food, and they all used to sit together and have their evening meal. And the daytime house manager was there at the time. And she, her name is Abby Hambaum. She had a DCEM, a fresh graduate from Concordia University, Wisconsin. And I encouraged them as a leader of this organization to make a scrapbook or some kind of a storybook or guidelines. So they prepared a guidelines of a guideline book of diet, how to eat healthy food during the pregnancy time. And they gave some items on that. And they also designed a guideline book for them. So they did a very good job. So that is part of one, even the the public school. And we have Lutheran schools, high school students coming, and they did an Easter hunt for the mothers, for the babies and the children. So they come and they have a devotion over here. We have volunteers coming, as I told you, for the special activities of classes or having a devotion or having a Bible study that is most important for us. So we do that as well. Plus the volunteers come and do the mowing. We have a good yard in the front and backyard. So the volunteers come and do they bring their own lawnmower and they do that. And during the fall and springtime, the raking of the leaves and all the cleaning, the volunteers come and do that for us. Even at the Blessed Again, it's the same thing. But the quality of work differs at Blessed Again because they do the inventory and the pricing of the items. So you have everything in, you know, clothing, baking, furniture and all that, cleaning. So they do that. And when the donations arrive, some of the volunteers pitch in. And they take the trailer and they go and pick up the donation if they're larger items. We sell, but the smaller items, the donor comes and delivers them at the Blessed Again store. Yeah.
So share with us, Deaconess Grace, why a place of refuge is important to you.
Wow. All right. Because I love to take care of a mother and a baby. That's God's word. And when the mother comes here, when she has decided to have the baby, and always encourage them, I love you and Jesus loves you because you decided to have the baby. No matter what struggles she's having, it's a passion to see the pro-life ministry moving forward. And at the time when I was serving at LCMS World Relief and Human Care at the Synod, you must remember Maggie Connor was there as a life ministry director. So we both traveled to Russia, where LCMS World Relief and Human Care already had a pregnancy care center in Russia. That was in 2006. They helped the Russian church, the partner of our church, with two projects of the pregnancy care center, Crisis Pregnancy Care Center in Novosibirsk and in St. Petersburg. At that time, the abortion rate in Russia was about 10 for every second.
Wow.
That really melted my heart. And we had opportunity to speak at the local schools, and we had an interpreter because English was not their language in Novosibirsk. And Novosibirsk was... Fortunately, at the time, Fort Wayne had Deaconess Gloria at the time. They educated her, and Maggie was the one who identified her. And now, I don't know whether she's still there at the Novosibirsk Pregnancy Care Center. And LCMS World Relief Human Care also had opened a home at Pregnancy Crisis Center in Malaysia, which is a non-partner church. So my passion is to serve the Lord for these women of different ethnicity and suffering in a different manner. So where I can share my diaconal love, care, and teaching the faith and showing mercy as Christ has taught us.
How can we learn more about A Place of Refuge?
You can go online, aplaceofrefugeministries.org, and it tells you about all the program over there. We are every time we're trying to update the website as well.
Very good. Our guest today, Deaconess Grace Rao, she serves as Executive Director of A Place of Refuge in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Looking forward to seeing you sometime in future.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.